Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is good. Amen. Amen. That's where we belong, in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where we belong, seeking his face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, in the presence of the Almighty God. Good morning. Good morning. I tell you, it feels as if it's been years since I've sat here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But nevertheless, God is good. Hallelujah. And I thank those who still joining me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Via Facebook and all the other means of communication. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank the Lord for his mercy, for his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. I tell you, ooh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. There's nobody like, it's none like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Oh, my Lord. We give honor to God today, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. The way it is. Hey, Lord, that's just the way it is. In him, it's all about him. Hallelujah. It's all about the Almighty God. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. The older I get, the more I truly begin to understand it. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord this morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we thank you so much for joining in with us this morning. It could be 100 years from now, 50 years from now, 50 seconds, whenever it is that the Lord has allowed you to tune in. We thank the Lord for you, and that we pray earnestly that something will be said that will make your journey lighter. Amen. Just encourage you a little more. Yes. Or a lot more. We're not putting any limitations on the Lord. It's not about us. It's all about our Father. Oh, yes, it is. And I wasn't on Friday and I wasn't on yesterday. It was just, it was life. Life happens. How about that? And so I'm learning not to, sometimes when we haven't walked in a certain place, or we have walked in it and we didn't respond, you may respond different than I. And sometimes we have a tendency to judge people on that. I say to you this morning, leave it alone. You don't know. Just leave it alone. Pray a person strengthen the Lord without criticism. I don't know where people are and how they come to the rationalizations that they do. But it's just sometimes we just not need to put our mouth on stuff. we just need to just say, God help. You know, sometimes we become too much of an authority in ignorance. And when we do that, we're not helpful. Okay? We're not helpful. Every situation is different. You're talking about different individuals. Their life and their life stories impact their decisions, and their experiences impact their decisions, so, and their responses. So you're not God. I'm not God. So we just ask God to help a person in the situation that they may be going in. Don't go in and say, well, my pastor, they did, and this is how they did it. Leave that alone. That's not the pastor that's going through the situation at that time. This is this individual. So just ask the Lord to help that individual. You know, then a lot of times we have the tendency to say that a person is not saved or they have sin in their life because this happened or that happened. Don't do that. Because when it slap you in your face, then you want the whole world to come to your defense and your rescue. So let's be more mindful of how we respond. We have a dear friend who just lost family members. And he's a bishop. But he's in a place now. And he knows the scriptures. He knows all of these things. But it doesn't negate the fact that they have passed on. And one, he thought that would not, because of who they are before him. And so he's just in that place. I wouldn't give him a lot of conversation, but prayer. Ask God to help him. Ask God to help. Because I've come to the understanding, God doesn't sit around and say, oh, let me see how they'll respond to this. Let me throw this at him. Let me throw that at him. Life was already planned for these things to occur. And God knew that they were going to occur. Yes, there are times that we can say, no, this sickness is not coming here. Not today, not tomorrow, no, in the name of Yeshua. So now, a lot of times we'll say, no, it's not coming. And we hadn't placed the authority on it. Yeshua is the authority. By the name you've been given the right to use his name. By his name, no. Not your name, but by his name, no. You know? We can do that. And I was thinking, I'm going off. Okay. I was thinking how God allowed Adam. There are some major scholars who may not agree with me. But he allowed Adam, and I use the phrase, to participate in the creation. Now, what you mean, no, Adam didn't create anything, but he named the animals. And that it is their names and their function is in agreement with their names. Isn't that amazing? I don't think we understand what was lost in the garden. And what God, oh, Lord, have mercy. What was lost in the garden. Now, Jesus came and we have to use the authority that was given us in his name. And ooh, in his name. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Since I started, I'll say this. Now, I like to read and explore. And that it is said in some ancient writings. And here, I didn't say in our Bible, I said ancient writings. That Adam and Eve pleaded with God not to send them out of the garden. They pleaded. Well, number one, they didn't know. Adam and Eve, they did not know anything but pure perfection. And they didn't know the right and the wrong. They just knew pure perfection. The smell and taste, pure perfection. And I won't go too deep, but it said, I just want, and I mentioned this before, it is said that when God expelled them from the garden, they, one of the things they asked, and they've asked others, one of the things that they asked was for God to allow them to go out. And so when the wind would blow, they could go out to the west. They could smell the fragrance of the garden. Mm-hmm. But God said no. He wanted them not to be reminded of the beauty of the garden. He wanted them to be reminded of what they did to be expelled from the garden. Mm-hmm. So just staying around there, smelling the fragrance, and I know that had to have been, oh my Lord. And they just wanted the wind to, when the wind blew, they could be reminded of the beauty of the garden. No, God wanted them to be reminded of what they did to cause them to be expelled from the garden. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My Lord. Isn't that something? And they wanted so bad, Eve thought that Cain would have been the one, the promise. But no, it had to be time, a process of time. My Lord and my God. Ooh, the corruption of man. And before the Messiah would come, she was so hoping that he would come. Cain was he. And he, all of it would have been just wiped right away. Do you remember sometimes you just wanted God to hurry up and deliver you out of something? Oh, God, please just deliver right now, Lord. And then he did, and so often when he did, it happened so smooth. And you're like, oh, Lord, but you're ready for it. You are really, really ready for it. And in some instances, you have really matured. You've gone through all the tantrums, and you have gotten stronger. You have your weaknesses, and now you can really handle the other side of through. Uh-huh. God in his wisdom. And yes, you know, we have gone through some things like love, help, impossible. But before you know it, you out, and that sudden, ooh, glory. Like, Lord, ooh, I just love you. I know you know what you're doing without a shadow of a doubt. And he does. Like, Lord, I tell you, when God does the sudden, it, just sit back in awe. Say, Lord, you planned this all along for me. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise your name. Yes. So I just wanted to say, trust God. Don't listen to what people are saying. Speak to the Lord and ask him to show you if there's anything in your life that's not pleasing to him. But, and then walk in it. Don't feel beat up by people. Don't let people beat you up. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Because when they look at their life, they have so much crushing in on them, but they don't see theirs like they think they see yours. Trust God. Trust God with all your heart. Trust him. Trust God, and he will indeed lead you, and he will indeed guide you, and he will indeed direct you. He knows the plans that he has for you. He knows what needs to be developed in you. Mm-hmm. He does. And you say, like, I'm in my 60s. I'm in my 50s. What? I still need to learn. Oh, my darling. Yes, you do. You truly do. Until we leave here. And then we become so mindful of the generations to come. And we want to leave something that would be a light for someone. We want to say to them, God is real. We want to say to them, you can trust him. They are coming up with so many things. We also have to say, and someone has to see, that God has commandments. God has precepts, principles. We who are saved are ambassadors. We are citizens of heaven. Here on this earth, doing the work of the one who sent us. Yes, declaring his name in all the earth, being living examples of what it's like to be loved and governed by the Almighty God. What it looked like then. They need to see it. They got to see it. It is imperative that they see not traditionalisms of man where we'll cast what God's desires are because man is not in agreement with them. We're in trouble if we do that. We have to step out of it. We have to stand. And it is not whether we believe it or not. If it's what God said, that settles it. Point blank, period. God said it. That settles it. Bam. Put a stamp on it. Yes. God said it. That settles it. Without a shadow of a doubt. Yes. They got to see it. And you figure, well, I'm not around a whole bunch of people. It doesn't matter. The person next door to you, the person that you just meet in passing, God's purpose, just a smile, can change a person's life. God can. He is in us. He knows what he wants to do. But we have to be determined that we truly are his, walking in his precepts, his commandments. Yes. And not listening to the naysayers, not listening to those who are just locked up in traditionalism, the traditions of men and not God. That's a scary thing. That is so scary. That is so scary to me. This person said that's what it is, and that's what it is, and you have a Bible. You have access. You have needs. You can bend, and you can ask God to reveal his truth to you. That's what the Holy Ghost will do for us. He's here for that purpose. God, your truth. And yes, I know we can get so tired, and the scripture tells us not to get weary in well-doing, but it happens. So we have to repent and ask God, holding on and trusting God and moving. And that's why we have each other. We have each other, iron striking against iron, not to talk about, not to turn nose up, but to encourage. Know what to say, when to say it, but to encourage each other in the Lord to stay focused to the work that God has called you to do. Oh, I tell you, it is just amazing the difference that it makes when we have someone. And you don't have to preach, just say a few little things to you. So often, and it makes a world of a difference. We need to be real. We need to be real. We need to be real. We've got to be. And we're helpers one to another. Helpers one to another. And so we may not, but we can always say, I just like the help prayer. Lord, help them. I don't know where they are. I don't want to open my mouth and what I think might be this, that. Lord, help. You know where it is. Keep them encouraged. Keep them strengthened. Lord, help. Lord, help. Oh, my God. Lord, help. Hallelujah. Let them always feel your presence, my God. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He can make a difference where no one else can without a shadow of a doubt. God loves you. You belong to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, my sister. How are you this morning? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's still some technical things I need to need some help with, but you just ask God to help me in that regard. I said, Lord, help her. Let her find someone, or let someone find her who can deal with the technical things. Lord, but we just gonna keep on, keep it on, and before we know it, it will be prepared. Perfected. Yes, it will. It will be perfected. Hallelujah. As we ask God to perfect the things that concern you, all the work that he has put to your hands to do, that you would do it under the anointing of the Holy Ghost with fire and power. Hallelujah. And every distraction, Almighty God will burn. Hallelujah. Every crooked way will become smooth. Hallelujah. You won't compromise. You're going to say, well, after all, no. I got the power of the Holy Ghost in me. That's who I am. Hallelujah. No longer I, but Christ who live. I'm lost in it. Hallelujah. Don't you know I got to be about my Father's business? Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for allowing us to have rest. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for our life being balanced. Hallelujah. But our focus is to be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not getting it twisted. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Hallelujah. About our Father's business. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. There is none like you, Holy God. Oh, my shiku, my shiku. And we give you glory. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, dear God, for your love and your kindness towards us. We thank you for how you're strengthening us. We thank you, Almighty God, for encircling us. Hallelujah, with your presence as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord God surround those who put their trust in him. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. We glorify you, for you are majesty on high. You are the sovereign Lord. You are God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and mighty art thou. Hallelujah. We lift our hands to heaven and we bless him, merciful, your holy name. We open our hands and offer our praise to you, God. Hallelujah. And our hands we open and thanking you for filling our hands, so often we don't open our hands to you, God, showing our dependency upon you, Almighty God. Oh, great God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust you with our pain. We trust you with our affairs. We trust you with the work of our hands, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We trust you with our very life, God. For it is you who blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. It is you who our source. Hallelujah. In you alone, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you. We magnify you, great God. Hallelujah. It is you who heal your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your miracles of healing, Almighty God. It is you who is the God that's more than enough. It is you who is the breasty one. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You're more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nothing is too hard for you. Oh, Lord God, those who are going to the doctor and getting a report, let them feel your presence, Almighty God. Let them know that you're with them, great God. And it's all in your hands, Almighty God. Wipe their tears, Almighty God. Somebody taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, you won't forsake him, Almighty God. Meet every need, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. We give you glory and we bless your name. Nothing is too hard for you. Oh, the storm victims, Almighty God. Oh, help of Lord, Almighty God. We thank you that it's not as bad as it could have been. We glorify you. We magnify you. There are those, God, who are in place of hopefulness and hopelessness. Almighty God, make ways out of no way. Almighty God, lift the weight. Almighty God, step in, Lord God, and fix it for them. Allow them to find favor with men. Almighty God, hallelujah. And the resources necessary to repair their lives. Glory be to your name. Remember, Almighty God, those who are suffering in India. Lord God Almighty, some of the most horrific things they're being forced to do. Almighty God, people are leaving this earth. Almighty God. Oh, help them. Step in now, Lord. Help them and allow them to see you as God. Hallelujah. All souls belong to you, God. They're crying out and they some don't even know you, God. Oh, allow them to get to know you, God, and that you care and that you're concerned. Almighty God. Help, Lord. Help as only you can do. Send help from the sanctuary. Almighty God, help them. In these United States, we have people dying on the streets. We close our eyes and we pretend that we don't see. We have people who are dying from hunger. Almighty God. We have people who are losing their homes and their apartments. Parents talking about giving up their children because they can no longer care for them. Here in these United States. Oh, Father, so rich and so eager to help others, and we are forsaking our own. Oh, Lord God Almighty, the pain that a family has decision to give up their children. Oh, God, have mercy. Help, Lord. Oh, help, Lord. Keep families together. Make ways out of no way. Miracles, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, we need you and you only. That can turn situations around. God, they're making decisions that could be careless. Almighty God, oh, help us, Lord. Step in the minds of those who are in authority. Almighty God, open their eyes that they may see and give them strength and encouragement to walk strong in the truth. Almighty God, help them, Almighty God, that standing for truth and righteousness. Almighty God, touch the scientists and the doctors. Almighty God, help, Lord. Help, Lord. We have children that are homeless. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. We've turned our backs on them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God. We need you, Lord. Oh, Lord. We need you. Children who are hungry. Children who are forced to do all kinds of things. Almighty God, help us, Lord God. Help us. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. So many here in these United States don't know you. Almighty God, help, Lord. Help, Lord, help. Open doors and ways, Almighty God. Oh, Lord God, we need you. We need you. We need you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We ask that you encircle every hospital. If it's circle my. Oh, if I said, with your healing virtue, God. Touch every doctor, every nurse, every technician, Almighty God. Every scientist, Almighty God. Touch them personally and professionally in the name of Yeshua. Give them wisdom and understanding, God. Oh, my sick, oh, my sick, oh, God, oh, God, you see nothing is hidden from you. You know all things. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Remove every offense from the vaccinations, Lord God. In the name of Yeshua, glory be to your name, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you. Remember every preacher, every pastor, every teacher of the word, Almighty God, every apostle, every evangelist, every prophet, every bishop, every deacon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oba sikuma, rimi sikuba saka. Remember your rabbis. Imi sikona redidididiosa. Rama kabasedidio. Rimi sikona ramasa. Rimi sikona da. Rimi sikona da. Remember your church, Almighty God. Rimi. Where Jew and Gentile come as one. Rime sekuba, raba kandedididiyose. Rime sekuba, as it was in the beginning. Almighty God. Ididididiyosa. Ramba kaba sekudididia. Oh, glory. The power, Almighty God. Ididididiyosa. Oh, God, build in your army, Almighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Getting ready, Almighty God. Getting ready. Amasikuba. Somebody did you say. Oh, my. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, it's joy now. Hallelujah. 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 It's been closer than it has ever been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet no man knows the day nor the hour. Hallelujah. But we look forward to it whenever that day is, when you crack the sky. Almighty God. Let find us. Hallelujah. Being about our Father's business. Hallelujah. 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 Peace that flows like a river. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. For how you order our steps, leading and guiding and directing. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for speaking to us, giving us clarity and understanding. Almighty God, allow us not to be careless with that you have given us. Hallelujah. For the awakening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah of your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to us and through us. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, dear God, and we glorify you, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going outside the comfort, outside the walls of our comfort zone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hey, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day. Hallelujah. Fill us, my God, and equip us. Hallelujah. So when we go out today, hallelujah, that you will shine through us. Oh, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we'll make a difference for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all for your glory, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's all for your glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for granting us traveling mercy. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for having us peace on the job, peace in our home. Hallelujah, peace in our bodies. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Peace in our minds. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Still. Hallelujah. Peace. Be still. Hallelujah. 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 We are sure that you're with us. Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord in this court is good. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And it's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're good, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Everything must come through the blood. Hallelujah. Please, the blood of Yeshua over our body. Hallelujah. Over every area of our life, our children, our grandchildren. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring those that are coming to the crossroads in their life, that they'll choose you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for drawing them to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You make a difference. You make a difference in our life. And we thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make a difference. Hallelujah. You make a difference. Yes, you do. You make a difference. You make a difference. And we thank you for the manifestation of difference. You make a difference, dear God. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. 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 You make a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor to be called a child of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To be called. Hallelujah, child of God. Hallelujah. Ask what you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're an ambassador, but you're his child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There are times he just deals with us as his child. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I thank you. His child is this personal like that. Ah, it's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 I thank the Lord for daily wisdom. Knowledge for the day. Hallelujah. 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 We can make a difference. Hallelujah. If each one of us do our part, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Just one pleasant hello. Hallelujah. A handout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a difference. Someone's life. Hallelujah. Not the way the banner. God sees. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. This world is changing. It is changing. My God. Hallelujah. King Solomon said that there's nothing new under the sun. But it is changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're in our rightful place. And we can make a difference. Hallelujah. 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 Eternal God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I said before, we locked in time. God is not. Hallelujah. 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 Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless his holy name. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for giving us insight, hallelujah, clarity and illumination and revelation. Hallelujah for his wonderful word. Amen, hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm preparing Sunday school lesson, and I really wanted to start with defending the faith and apologetics. And that's good. We all, every one of us, are required to be able to give an answer. But you know, one thing that we have to remember, if you're going to defend the faith and you're going to walk in the knowledge and defend that God is God, why you believe in him, first you have to know him. And so often people will just not ask questions because they don't want people to think that, recognize that they don't know and they're not sure, so they go in the pretense mode. You'll be surprised, not the people in the back who just started talking about people who've been in church for a very long time and they're not sure of God. So you can't defend one who you don't know. And you can't defend what you believe in him if you don't know him. And I'm not saying this to be critical, but what I have to do in the lesson is declare through the word who God is. Mm-hmm. And what he says about himself. Mm-hmm. And so often it's the pastor. My pastor, my pastor, my pastor, my pastor, my pastor. That's pretty too much. My pastor says this, my pastor, my pastor. It's good to love your pastor, but he didn't blow the breath, or she didn't blow the breath of life in you. You have to know your God. Mm-hmm. And once you know your God, and now your scriptures and your experiences, you can defend your faith, why you believe. And there are people who will throw a lot of things. They know that the average Christian, and I don't like secrets, I don't, believer don't know. And they, because we have been lazy and not willing to really study, we just write some notes. And I just talk about on hold. And we may read, oh yeah, that's what it says there. But we have to study. We have to apply ourselves and encourage others to study the Word of God. Then we'll be able to defend the faith. Oh yes, with power. And we won't have to be argumentative. Yeah, God, nope. No argument here. No. But I know him. And I want you to know him. Hallelujah. That's our position. When we stand to defend the faith. Ah, glory. Why I believe what I believe. It's life changing. When we know that we know our God. A lot of times we know him through our parents and our family, you know. But when I have a personal relationship with him, I know him for myself. Hallelujah. And I know this scripture. And that's this is what? Not to be put yourself on display. But to one, have confidence in whom you believe and why you believe. Isn't that a blessing? We so think, and people try to mimic, and this is the way it look, and this is the way you should do it. And we encourage that, you know, and we sometimes pump ourselves up, you know, but we don't have heaven or hell. You know, not the ones that blew the breath of life into man. And man became a living soul. No, we ain't got that. You know, a lot of times say, oh, the clock woke me up. The clock don't have that kind of power. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. The clock can't wake you up. Yes, it did. No, no, no. It just don't have that kind of power. It was time for you to get up. Glory. I was going to oversleep in the clock. No, you fooling yourself and putting too much on that clock. Mm-mm. Glory to God. Yes. Ooh. Told you the arm is getting ready. Hallelujah. Can stand bold and defend the faith. Hey, God, because I know my God and I know in whom I believe. Ooh, glory. And I want you to know him too. Hallelujah. When we walk away, hallelujah, mission accomplished. Glory. Glory, glory. Is that mission accomplished? Thank you, Lord. Mission accomplished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we have to be. We have to be so wrapped up in him, hallelujah, then we can walk away and say, thank you, Lord, mission accomplished. Hallelujah, they got it, hallelujah, but we have to prepare ourselves for it. But we've come to the close, and we're in Numbers 6 chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are a child of God. Love you and thank you for tuning in. God bless.